Hello? Okay. Now let's try to draw the system architecture for what we're doing here. So now we have Codeception, Test Suite, Web Server, Sample DB Ops, and Database. And if you draw the system architecture, if you remember from when we started, so we have the test suite. I don't see what I'm doing. I need to share my screen. So we need to have the test suite. Now if we just copy this and then we have the web server and of course we have the database. Let's call it the DBMS. That's where the it manages all the databases. That's MariaDB. We have Codeception. Now, what we can do here is to say, okay, Codeception. Codeception, inside Codeception, we also have now the PHP browser. PHP browser. Which is a browser with no user interface and no JavaScript support. But other than that, it reads a page, creates a document object model we're going to talk about later on. So we can access everything from the web page that we got. And it, we can submit forms, and we can click on links and do everything. And if we, let's do this. If we, this one. If we run this with the database module inside Codeception, we also have the database database module. And sorry, that was, yeah. Of course, if you look at the links, the test suite is in contact with the Codeception. Codeception is the PHP browser is getting in touch with the database server. Database server needs access to the database management system, and Codeception DB module is also contacting. So that's kind of the overall model for this case. Now let's extend on this for our case. So what's special in our case? How is the in your case? What's so special about the architecture in your in the assignment? Yeah, it's an MVC architecture. What does that mean? It means that inside the browser, you have the controller. The controller is the one that gets all the requests and returns results to the PHP browser. And then, let's see. Wasn't easy to put. After this, okay, and then you have the view. And we have the model. And the model is the one that's in touch with the database. You follow me? So the architecture we are currently looking at, we have an acceptance test. Acceptance tests in this case doesn't contact the database at all. It calls Codeception by saying, I'm on page, I submit the form, I click a link, and then Codeception is using the PHP browser to actually post or get information to the web server. And of course, we should draw the lines here. So the controller is using the view to format and is using the model to, let's say, it's using the model to get data. Do you agree with me? So when you are to draw the sequence diagrams for the assignment, then you need to have the test suite, we need to have Codeception, and we need to have the model view and controller, and MariaDB. Those would be the components that we have for the call. Should we go through an example, or could you try decode all of that from what we already did? An example, okay. Let's go into, if you want to do the if you go and open the project, open folder. So I do here, I look at my solution, we open this folder. If we look at, so this is the database object, if we look at the acceptance test, let's see, test acceptance there. So let's look at the event details test. Okay? So what does it look like if we extend it even more? So as I said, we need to start having the test. Test suite. We have codes. We have controller. Controller is in touch with the what happened? Mm-hmm. Anyone have any good idea what's happened? I can't do anything. Sorry, dear. Yeah, well, we could. Let's see if our device is there. It's just hung. There you go. Let's make another one then. Let's see. I think I need to do. Somehow didn't like some of the input here. It did give me a warning a while ago saying the license was running out. Maybe it's a license problem. Yeah, okay. Let's try to see if we can write some text. So we're probably back to 36. And I don't want this, to be 14. Okay, let's try all over again. Hopefully we get to write a test suit. We write codeception. We have the controller. We have the model. We have the view. We have the database management system. Okay, so we'll draw the lines. And the test, if you look at the test, it will say I'm on page. Now, what's special about the page in this case is that it is index PHP question mark ID equals to 1, which is the test, if I'm not wrong. No, it's actually index PHP and then click one. Okay, I was wrong. So it's the index PHP. Now, index PHP, what would that be doing? It will go to the controller. And as we already established, what we get is either get or a push. And we get index PHP. What would the controller do? The controller, if you look at the code, will go to the model. And it, when it gets the basic, it will go and get the event archive. You remember that? Should we look it up? What would that do? Get event archive. Trust me, it's in the controller. What would the model do? You are right now writing the model. Well, first of all, before that, it will construct. So I was jumping a little bit. Let's move this down. Because the get event is next. There will first be a new. If we include everything, there will be a new PDO. And the new PDO will connect to the database. And then we will have the get event archive. And that would be first a query and then a number of fetches. Now, there was a question here in the break about asserts. If you have many asserts, I see, or I have lots of fetches, do I need to write each one of them? No. Make a note saying this will be repeated for all the calls that are in the same of the same type. So here we can have then the query, and then we have the fetch. Let's see here, fetch, and then what will we get back from each of the fetches? What do we get from the database in this case? Some rows, one by one. So we get a row from each of these fetches. We get, this shouldn't be here. That should be, oops. It doesn't go here. Each fetch will return a row. So you have a number of rows. Eventually, when the model gets all its rows, then it will return. What will it return to the controller? This is important. Sorry. It returns an array of event objects. So if you try to return the rows you get from the database, it's going to fail, because the controller and the tests are expecting arrays of events. So you, in the model, you need to convert the database rows into event objects. And then you get a list of events to the controller. What is the controller doing? It gets all the content. So then it will ask the view to create the view. And the view is returning HTML. Sorry. I would like this to be... The returns are dotted because these are no calls. These are just return values. That's why I have them dotted. And you get HTML back. And that HTML is then sent to conception. Okay, so this is just getting the event list. And now, what would the test suite do then? It says, it says, click. I click a link. And I click link with the content one. So if you look at the controller, we actually need to look at the view, but the one link is for index PHP where the ID is one. Should I show you all that? If you remember the view, the view will list all the videos, and the videos will have links, and each link is has the ID, and ID number one will be a link to the details page, which is index with the ID equals one. I'm just going to skip it, and then you can look it up if you are not with me on that one. I'll skip, or you can look it up later on. So this one will... Sorry. It will click the link one. Let's see, make this one a bit longer. It takes a bit of time to draw this, but I hope it's worth the time. And I'm not an expert on the smart board notebook program, so I should probably be more efficient than what I am as a So what is now happening on the click? We get a get, because this is to the controller. It's HTTP. So we're gonna get get, and as I said, the URL we are asking for is index.php, where id equals to the one we have over here. What will the controller do then? No, this one. The controller, do we have the controller here? No. So under controller, when the controller gets id, it will call get event by id. Okay, so next thing that happens here is that we're going to have a call to the model, which is get event by id. Now, what is then the model doing with it? The model will first do a new, because we're going to contact the database. So we need first to contact the database. So we need to create a new connection. New to the... Oh, let me see. The database. And let's see. Did I... No. I forgot the... controller. Yeah, because first you have the new over here. That was the thing. I'm just messing up a bit here. We have new before we call the get. We need to connect by having the new. And this will then connect. After we have created it, we call get event by ID. And if you look at that, get event ID by ID, what will it do? It should go to, you haven't written it, or some of you have written it, it should go to the database with a prepared statement. And what we do then? Then first we create a statement, it will bind, and it will query or execute. So that's what you need to do. So you say, okay, now if that's what we implemented, and you should, because if you didn't, then it's probably going to fail. So first you you set up the statement, then you bind the variables, and then you execute, and then you fetch. So there are a number of calls here to actually get. So that's for you to figure out what these should be. But then at some point, you're going to have a fetch. What's in between is homework, because that's what you're going to implement. So in the DB model. And then fetch is going to give you one single, in this case, you go information about one single element. So this is going to be one single row. And that row is going to the DB model, so that the model can return one, again, event object for that one video, and that event object is then sent to the view. To create, and then the view, let me just, I'm not going to extend the lines here, just going to show. The view is sending HTML, and HTML goes to Codeception. I don't remember if Codeception is here. And then the test suite can continue. Now let's see what the test will do then. Sorry, I'm going to close this one. We don't need that one more. The test, it will say I see in title, I see element, I see element, I see element, I see link, I see element, I see element. So there's going to be a sequence of of something like C, 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 link, C element, whatever. The number of these calls. Each one of them will be a similar call. To see that inside the web page that we got now from the server that we got here, inside we have these elements, we have these links, we have these titles, we have whatever. Was this too short? Do I need to fill in all the lines for you to see the point, or you kind of get it? So this is the communication. First, it needs to get the first page. We click the link. We get information about that page. And as I said, over here, you should use a prepare statement. So you need to have the workflow for that. We get that event. The event is sent to the event details view to show the details about the event. And then that page is returned, and then we expect to see a lot of things on this page. And that's what the test is doing. So this would be the kind of sequence diagrams you should draw for the cases for adding new elements. Isn't that what I asked for, add elements or events? So for add event, you need to do something similar to this. But in that case, I think you don't. You have the form already, so we just go from there, I believe. Okay, now we spent a lot of time, so we don't have so much time left, but I'll still, so we're just going to do a little bit of wrap up. I don't think I can do so much as I was hoping to do on the exams, but at least let's just review a little bit what we have been doing in relation to the course description. Because in the course description, I've been saying that after successful completion, you should be able to describe what are the tasks and what is the purpose of a database system in applications and in computer systems. And you should be able to describe the role and the tasks of a database management system. We talked a little bit about it, and we will talk more about it after you have learned about the modeling and querying. So we have talked about the logging in a little bit. We talked more about users and login. We have talked a little bit about querying. Dipti is going to talk more about querying. And then we'll talk about indexing and management later on. We have just started there. And you should have the skills to develop and test applications that retrieves and stores data in databases. So that's what you're doing right now. You should be able to do this, and that's why you right now are struggling and fighting to try to understand how we can develop and how we can test applications. And then general competency is that using computer tools for developing software systems. So we are using Codeception, you are using Git, you are using the browser's inspection window, we are using editors and the PHP linter, and there are lots of tools here now that you started to use, and this is actually one of the purpose of the course. Because when we develop these systems, you need to use tools. And now it's overwhelming in the beginning to have all these tools, but gradually you get to learn and manage tools, and then eventually you're going to see. And the composer, to set up Codeception. Those are small tools that next time you're going to see them, aha, that's similar to Composer. So then you have some hooks to relate to. Are there anything now in what we've done so far that we should talk about here? I mean, I'm going to be in the lab afterwards, so if there's anything related to the assignment, I'd be happy to do there. But anything when it comes to overall architecture, sequence diagrams, understanding the bigger picture of the PHP code, the PDO, the MVC, the testing, that bigger picture. If there's anything, then we could, we have 15 more minutes. Could spend the time, otherwise I have other alternatives. Yeah, question? So the question is PDO an API or what is it? And as we said before, the answer may be here in the PHP manual. PHP data objects, and does it say what it is? I didn't give much details about what it is. Introduction, maybe. Defines a lightweight, consistent interface for accessing database. Yes, it is an API for accessing database objects from PHP. So it is an API, or a library that you can say that is that has PDO as one object, a number of objects, and these objects expose functions or a member variables you can call. So it is a database API, yes, for PHP to access database objects. That's right. So the point here, the reason why we like it, is that as it says here, it's a data access abstraction layer. So you don't need to know where you have Postgres and MySQL or whatever database underneath. You just need to deal with PDO. You don't have to have a separate API. MySQL has its own API. Postgres has their own API. Oracle have their own APIs. You have a number of APIs you could use directly. But PDO, nice thing about PDO is it's one common API that can interface many databases. So if you know PDO, then you can write code for many databases. As I said in the very beginning, you may still need to know a little bit about the specifics of the database, because there are differences that would mean that some of the queries you pass need to be different, and some of the features it provides will still be a bit different. But I mean, from an API point of view, they look the same. Okay, if there are anything else, then we can look at later on. I thought that maybe we could look at some of the exams. We won't have time too much, but I'll just show you one exam just as an idea for what we expect you to know and remember. So if you go to the course page, previous exams, okay, it's not... previous exams, and the exam for the exam for for the reseat in August is still not there because Dipti wants to use it as for examples in your lectures, so, and some of the exercises, not the assignments, but some of the exercises you do in class, so they are not there yet. But we can look at the I can still look it up. Let's take the last one. I think it's a good example of So now it's the exam is in Inspera, so this is just a copy of a document we have on the side, just so that you can find the version of it. So here it says, draw architecture of an XAMPP database application when Codeception acceptance test runs. Describe the interaction between acceptance test suite, Codeception, web server, database server during acceptance testing. And out of 10 students, not a single one even tried to answer it. So the last four exams there have been, I don't say that there will be testing questions this year, the last four exams there have been questions about the overall system architecture, what are the components and the sequence diagram and how is the interaction between the test and the modules and everything, and I think less than 30% has even tried to answer it. I mean, honestly, there are some strange answers, but I mean, real answers, just about a third. So this shouldn't be too complex. I mean, if you can explain these such diagrams, saying how the play between the test and the Codeception and the controller and the model and the view and the database, and if you could draw the crashed one, where you have the database server, you have the test server, you have the test suite, you have the web server, and how they interconnected and how they interplay. That's what that's really the core of what we've been doing the last few weeks. And sometimes I've asked you questions about PDO, or asked the students about PDO, but programming, I think you're going to do more of the programming in the assignment, not so much in the exam necessarily, because exam is not a good place for doing a lot of programming because you don't have any of the tools or anything. If we look at the exam for Christmas, the ordinary exam last year, again, in the database, there was actually a case. So an MVC, I gave the form, this is how the form looked like. I said, this is how the result should look like, and this is how conception looks like. Now draw the sequence diagram. Is that overwhelming? Well, if you forget about everything you did these 3 weeks, then Christmas time, this might be overwhelming. But what you should try to get at is to understand the larger picture. I mean, the fact that when a test calls Codeception, Codeception is a PHP browser, so it will send a GET request. And then it goes through the model, the controller to the model to get the data and the view to format. And then we interact with the PHP browser, inside the Codeception. So when we assert things, we just ask the Codeception PHP browser to compare what it has in its cached page, compare it to what it expects or what you expect it to contain. So if you look at these exams, they are very much directly into what you're trying to understand right now. And because I think this, if you understand this, then developing and testing applications and database applications will be very much easier for you. So try to not just get the code to run, just get the test to pass, but try to understand why are we doing this, why are we setting up all of this, and how does it work in the larger picture and perspective. Yes, I'm sorry, I should go there. So there are actually four last exams. There are actually testing questions. And as I said, about 30% even tried to answer it properly. Now, a little bit of reflection. Some of you have seen my reflections from last year, and I don't remember what I said last year, so this is a question. could I put it on the blackboard? Well, you can watch the video. I mean, I can try. I might need to clean it up. I can try. I think I should succeed as well. But I'll give it a try to remember is what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I can put it up. But otherwise, the video is kind of documentation that we have. So, and you could, if you brought a piece of paper, you could kind of draw it yourself as well. Now, if you remember from my very first lecture, I talked about this, how do we learn? And in my mind, especially in what we do here, it's very much experience-based. So you struggle with Codeception, and you bang your heads, and you don't understand why the hell did you get that. Sorry, I didn't say that on the video. No, sorry, I didn't. Why did you get that red error? And you try to fight it and get to my place or talk to me or talk to the TAs or you struggle and you fight. And finally you find a way. And then hopefully you don't just try to get it to run, but you try to sit down and say, hey, what happened? Why did this work? Why didn't this work? And you try to learn from it and reflect from it. And gradually you try to get that kind of understanding. What is coding all about? What is Codeception and testing all about? What is the bigger picture here? And then when you see the smaller pieces, then they fall into the bigger picture. And then you start to say, okay, if this is right, then if I do these things, if I change here to that database, if I do this, then this should happen. So I hope that you have been able to master sufficiently big chunks of what we're doing here that you can actually not just have a lot of experiences that is scaring the shit out of you and you want to run away and never program again, but trying to say, okay, now I start to understand a little bit. And then you can reflect a little bit and try to say, okay, now what is really the deal here? What's going on here? And then you try to give that. That's why I'm asking for the bigger models, the overview, because that shows whether you kind of understand the larger picture, how these things are. And then, finally, as I said last year, if you're frustrated, I understand that. And I'm not going to take the frustration away from you. I hope that we can channel the frustration into the right way, because reality is that the world is changing. Reality is that you need to deal with new languages, new tools, new environments. Things are going to crash. Deadlines are going to come banging at your heads. So this is reality. So if you look at these guys talking about what are the core skills for you to succeed as professionals in the world that we see coming, then number one, you need to be self-directed. No, okay. So here's the problem. I could leave everything to you. Say, you're self-directed. You fix the problem. And I don't have to worry much because you're going to learn. I'm not going to do much. But I'll try to guide you. I'll try to help you on the road. But you need to think that you need to go a little bit beyond the basics. You need to expand your understanding a little bit beyond by just getting it to pass. I mean, you could, but if you want to be successful in this kind of environment, then you need to go beyond it. You need to manage projects, and that is set goals, meet goals. Even in the face of obstacles. I mean, Macs don't like ports or direct access to the DB these days, and things happen, things crash, and that is reality. And competing pressure. Yeah, you do have two assignments, big assignments. I mean, Frode is trying to get you to focus on algorithms, and I'm doing this at the same time. So there is competing pressure. And in all of this, you should be good at prioritizing, planning, and managing work. And we try to help you, but we are not going to solve this. You need to experience, and from the experience, you need to improve and learn and reflect. But we are here to answer your help. And finally, work independently. So you need to, for your own point of view, you need to monitor what's happening and prioritize, complete tasks without anyone telling you exactly what to do. So that's why I say, on Friday, tomorrow, if you ask for an extension, I will be quite nice with you and give you extensions. But a 21st century skill is actually to monitor and be able to plan. So you should already today or tomorrow know whether or not you need extension. I would not recommend asking for extension because that you're just going to extend your pain. If you could be done with this assignment this weekend, you're going to be happy. If you could turn it in on Sunday, you're going to be so happy. If you ask for extension, pain is going to linger till later in the week. So I would prefer just get done with it. But I mean, the option is there. So if you'd like to extend the pain, then it's up to you. But it goes right in here. It's your choice. You have tools and these are skills that you need to drill. And unfortunately, we don't have courses in management. And it wouldn't make sense either, because if you had a management course, it would be something else. Now you need to learn to manage as you do the projects. So that's if you think I'm using this as an excuse not to be better prepared or leave all the trouble on your lap, it's not really that. But I honestly think that this is something that you need to experience and train. And at least I've given you the opportunity. Okay, that's it. I'm going to be in the lab and the TAs as well. So if you have problems, questions, just ask us.